is this day gonna end? That was a rhetorical question, smartass. I don't know if I can take another 4 hours of this. Oh, gee, I don't know. Maybe shit like the junkie that literally jumped over the counter only to steal a handful of ketchup packets. Oh, yeah. Hilarious. It's only funny when you read about those kinds of stories on Reddit. Not when it actually happens to you. You're not the one who has to deal with bitchy customers. All you do is flip patties in the back, Burger Boy. Big baby live on my ass! Every time I glance at you, you're either on your phone or flicking pickles at the staff. And that reminds me, can you believe that one bitch actually called the frickin' manager on me? Because she specifically asked for no pickles. So then I have to sit through a whole lecture from our Mac douchebag manager on the importance of paying attention to our customers. Like, that's supposed to fucking help. What would help me is if people could be civil about these things. I've got damn good reasons to be distracted right now, okay? Wow. You're nosy. Well, if you really need to know, I keep thinking about a project I'm too tired to pursue after work. My landlord is trying to pull some shit with the rent. And then yesterday the batteries to my toy died, so now I have to sit here smiling at customers while being so horny I can't focus on anything. That's none of your business, forget I said end. Are you deaf? I said forget it. Or else... you. Help. Me. Do you ever think before you speak? Fall back in line. Get it? Goddess, you're stupid. How about you shut the fuck up? Be a good little boy and get your ass back in the kitchen where you fucking belong. Wait. Did you seriously just get flustered by that? A good boy? pathetic. What? Did you suddenly forget how to speak? Jeez. You never struck me as much of a sub, but here you are, basically melting in front of me. It's kind of sad how little it takes, but honestly, I quite enjoy seeing you all flushed like this. Ugh, stupid batteries. You know what? It's the first time I see you so eager to help out around here. I'll take you up on this, but let me be clear. This is a one-off thing. You're gonna be a good little toy and listen to me. Understand? That's yes, mommy, for you. My, no hesitation. Good boy. Now up and follow me. We have to be back at work soon, and the others will go on their break too. Don't tell me you're getting cold feet now.
think I don't notice you blatantly staring at me during work. I know you want this. Don't make me change my mind now. Never would have thought I'd be kissing a dog like you, but here we are. Come here. You're better at this than I thought. Now kiss on my neck. Let me get that stupid uniform out of the way. Look at you, getting all red. You never could help yourself from peeking at my tits, huh? Every time I walk by the grill. It must be so difficult to work while hiding a boner with all those people around. Aww, I can see you tensing up. You'd probably love for the bra to come off so you could finally touch them, wouldn't you? Yeah? Yeah? Then beg for it. Good boy. Since we're in a hurry, and you've been so obedient, I'll reward you with something special. Now start sucking. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're an eager little boy. You love having my tits in your mouth, huh? I love how obedient you are for me. Let me take care of you, honey. You're so hard for me already. I can feel your cock straining in my hand. You can't wait to fuck my wet pussy, can't you? And so much pre-cum, too. You're basically leaking, baby. Such a sweet boy, sucking on mommy's titties. Shit. I'm running out of time. Let me turn around. Hurry up and fuck me before manager McCunt starts looking for us. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so warm. Feel how wet I am for you, baby? I'm dripping on the floor. Start fucking me now. There is no time. Slow and hard. Oh, you're stretching me so much, honey. Oh, I can feel you twitching inside me. You've been dreaming of this moment, haven't you? Fucking me raw from behind. You're doing so good. Keep going, baby. Make mommy feel so good. Come on. Play with my tits as you fuck me. Just like that. Such a good boy. Way better than a toy. Fuck! Shh, shh, wait! Stop! He's gone. Keep going, babe. Harder. Harder. So fucking hot. Well, having sex in a McDonald's closet definitely wasn't on my to-do list. I'd love to take more time with you, sweetie, but this has to wait until I get you to my place. For now, I have to go back. I really don't want to listen to Mac idiots nagging. Though, I'm afraid I'll now have a new toy on my mind distracting me from work. Hi, Sivis Elny here. Greetings and goddess blessings to you all. First of all, no matter what it is you're into, be it safe, sane, and consensual, and/or in the realm of fantasy, there is no kink shaming here, no shame at all. If anyone shames you for your kinks, fuck them. Secondly, if you need a break, do feel free to take a break. Nothing wrong with getting some aftercare after a session, no matter what the session might entail. Thirdly, supposedly my stuff, or stuff from Gone Wild Audio in general, has started appearing on other places. If you're in other places, no shame for that, but I'm on Gone Wild Audio. I've been slacking with responding to comments and all of that, but I read everything I get at the very least, and I do respond to DMs and all of that. So be there if you want me, like, talking. I also have a personal fansly. Things have kind of been fucky over there. The whole Visa MasterCard thing. We'll see how that goes, to be perfectly honest. Been kind of a dampener on my morale for audio in general, but I shouldn't be waxing off poetically and or non-poetically about that. You just enjoy the audio and enjoy everything I put out. Bye-bye! Mwah.